tape all around the world. Take your smartphone to your Bluetooth with your earpiece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solid game. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd? Nerd up. Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up. It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod host, Guilty Wilson. Nerd Up.
All right, welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, along with
Isaac Wilson.
And we're here to talk nerdy with you. The rest of the gang, they always pretend they have other things to do, like having hernias and acting in plays and all this stuff.
And being old.
And being old, yeah. So they can't be with us today. So we're going to get a good one going. We're going to talk about some events coming up, and we're going to talk about some nerdy things that have happened before. Let's start out. We'll talk about NerdCon 2015 coming to Robinson Community Center, Crawford County, Illinois. And we've got a nice lineup started already, so you ready for this, Isaac?
I'm not, but okay. Wait, oh, you mean, I thought you were going to list the people.
Oh, we'll talk about them in a minute, but...
okay, then yeah, I'm ready for the con, of course.
Are you going to cosplay this year at the NerdCon?
It depends. What time? What month is it?
It's in July 11th.
Is that after
Indie
Popcon?
It's July 11th. It's after Indie Popcon.
Then I can, yes.
What are you planning on going as?
Vegeta.
Wait, isn't that what you're going into Indie Popcon as?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so
it's like the next month. It's the month directly after, so I mean...
Yeah. So June, we'll talk about Indie Popcon here in a minute.
Ask me the famous question.
What does the scouter say about his power level?
It's over 9,000!
Wow. That was loud.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, so I guess...
I'm ready. I've got the voice.
Vegeta is coming to NerdCon.
What?
All right, so you'll be that. Well, let's talk about some of the things that are going to go on at NerdCon this time around.
You should probably lower the volume on that, by the way.
Yeah, really. What we'll talk about is a few of the events going on. Of course, Legends, Family and Hobby and Games, those guys are going to be there. And this time, they're renting out. They're paying a little bit extra. They're going to rent out a big section of the community center just for themselves. So basically, we've got the con in where it was normally, but they're renting out another section so that they can have even more space and so they can have more tournaments going on.
They should bring model paints.
And, well, you know, they just might have to because you need to buy some, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, we might have to make a trip down there. I got to talk to Corey anyway. So maybe we'll make a weekend trip down to Legends. Anyway, but they'll be there. They're going to have a little more space. They're going to put out some more tournaments and stuff like that happening. Of course, Nerd Up Podcast will be there. You, me, and I'm going to try to get some of the other guys to come down. It'll be hard. See, that's the problem with Nerd Up Podcast is we're scattered all over Illinois and branching over to North Carolina. I doubt Tim will make it from North Carolina, but the other Tim and Eric should be able to make it with no excuses. And especially with the guests we got. We got Darb Designs returning. You bought that noob Cybot mask last time, right?
Yep.
They're going to be back with some more of their custom design work. And if you're a cosplayer or if you just like masks, or they even do models, or not what you call models, but the sculptures. And all sorts of cool things. And
I think they take requests, don't they?
Yeah, he does do that. And prop work and stuff. They had some props that were based on a movie, like Jason. They had
Yeah, they had the broken Jason X mask from space.
And of course, they had the machete, both the space machete and the original.
Nah, who cares? It's a Jason X. His mask is the coolest thing.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? But anyway, yeah, they're going to be back with us. Michael Kaysinger, or otherwise known as Mech, or the founder of P-Wack Comics that punch you in the junk. He's going to be there with his comics, The Jacket. He's got issue number 0 out right now. He's also got working on a few others, like Mostly Dead and a few others. But Michael Kaysinger will be there. Chelsea Link Scream, who's a cosplayer of sorts.
Her name is Chelsea, and she cosplays Link and Scream.
Yeah, but she calls herself Chelsea Link Scream.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah, she does Link Scream. She also does Harley Quinn, but her Link and her Scream, was it Starscream, or is it just...
If it's regular symbiote. If it's the Scream I'm thinking of, it'd be this, you know, symbiote.
No.
Really?
Yeah, she does this... Yeah, no, she does a Starscream from
Transformers.
Transformers. So yeah, she'll be doing that. In fact, let me see while we're talking here. She also does a Green Goblin that's really creepy.
Okay.
Look at that Starscream costume.
I was kind of hoping it would be Symbiote Scream just so I could get my picture as Scarlet Spider with that. But you know,
that would be cool. But yeah, she does some really interesting. We've got a link on the NerdCon website to her DeviantArt page, which is full of a whole bunch of photos of her doing her many different cosplay.
DeviantArt's a scary place.
It can be.
Most
but hers is pretty cool. But yeah, let me give you the address for the NerdCon website. It's a free website that we've created through Wix, but deal with it because it looks really cool. Anyway, it's Gil, G-I-L, hey, that's me, 510.wix.com/NerdCon. Once again, that's Gil510.wix.com/NerdCon. And again, you can have all the guests, and as they keep coming up, we'll be adding more in. But anyway, so PWAC Comics, Michael Kaysinger, will have Darb Designs. We've got Chelsea Link Scream. And then also some artists coming in. We've got Philo Barnhart. Philo Barnhart, that's the guy that created Disney's Little Mermaid, the animation. He's the one that drew her and became the Little Mermaid that we all love and know.
And Smurfs.
And Smurfs, yeah. And he did Secret of Nim, Fox and Hound, Winnie the Pooh, and A Day for Eeyore. Anyway, he did a lot of that stuff.
Oh,
and
bother.
He'll be coming to the con, signing pictures, and probably doing some custom drawings. Charles D. Moissant. I'm hoping I pronounced that name right.
Moissant.
Moissant. It sounds like a snack. A French snack. But anyway, his French snack would be Zombie Annihilation comic books. That's what he does. He also does Roller Derby comics, Mystery Manor, Myth Told Tales.
And would they be brain-flavored, his snacks?
Probably. But Charles D. Moissant, he's coming out. Also, Andy Shaggy Cordy, he's coming out. That's the guy, he's the creator. If you ever see the web-based comic Welcome to the Manor, he's the one that created that. WelcomeToTheManor.com is his website. It's about a bunch of webcomic artists who live in a haunted house. So those are just some of the people we know that are coming so far. So be ready, be prepared. And again, that's July 11th. That's a Saturday in Robinson. And if you go to the website, again, it's gil510.wix.com/nerdcon. Gil is spelled with one L, G-I-L. gil510.wix.com/nerdcon. You can go to a registration page and you can send us a message and let us know. And we can bill you through PayPal, or if you have a credit card or whatever, we can bill you through that, and you can pay in advance. And if you want to get us some booth space, we still always will welcome more vendors and more artists. So again, just visit the website and check it out and let us know. And the really cool part is you can see some of the past cosplays we've done with NerdCon.
Mostly me. I see me there 3 times.
I know. And then, of course, a few people are there a couple times because...
3-time champ.
We have the winners. That's right. You've won 3 times in a row.
All 3 times.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess the 3 times they had cosplay, you've entered. Yeah. You won. Several entries this time around. We're expecting a whole lot more, especially with Chelsea Link Scream. She's going to be judging, and she will also be having a Q&A about cosplay. Be ready for that. So that's the NerdCon, July 11th in Robinson, Illinois. Visit the website, gil510, gil510.wix.com/NerdCon, and find out more information. Now, moving on to another con, one that we're going to be attending the week or a couple weekends before NerdCon. It's Indie PopCon in Indianapolis at the convention center. And we went last year, and last year was just, it was their first. And it was phenomenal.
There were a lot of people there, too.
Yeah, it was crowded and, well, not crowded, but busy, we'll put it that way. And there were lots of artists, there were lots of celebrities, there was lots of cosplay. There was lots of gaming.
These are my people.
Yeah, then they have, then they had a whole bunch of YouTubers. And then they had, they had that Pokemon Volkswagen thing. The Pikachu Volkswagen thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were about mistaking the word voice actor, and I was like, well, Eric Stewart, duh.
Yeah, no, Eric Stewart was there too. Yeah, that's right.
He was cool.
Pokemon voice actor. Yeah, he was fun. They had, that's who they had. This year, they got some really cool people. Let's talk about it. First of all...
You can talk about the people you know first.
All right, we'll do that. First of all, one of the new artists that they've had added on is Tony Moore. He's done some artwork and writing for Venom, Deadpool, which is cool. And he's also done some Walking Dead and stuff like that. So he'll be there, Tony Moore. Sam Jones, that's right, Flash Gordon.
He'll be there. Savior of the universe.
Also from Ted and Ted 2. So
he's not from them. He's just kind of made an appearance as Flash Gordon.
I know, but it's Flash Gordon, Sam Jones. He's going to be there. John DeLancey, Q from Star Trek. Also, what's his name?
Discord.
Discord and My Little Pony. He's also in Stargate. He's been in quite a few things. Now, I will say...
The handsome voice.
Yeah. I will say, I'm really hoping he is a nice, friendly chap. We'll see.
He seems like he'd be one.
It seems like he'd be one. Let's hope so.
I've seen panels of his.
But the thing is, there's some... Those Star Trek actors... I watch Big Bang Theory. Those Star Trek actors are jerks. Oh, no, that's just on the TV show towards the characters on the show. I'm thinking mainly Will Wheaton.
Well, I thought you were about to say William Shatner. Get a life.
Oh, yeah, that was... yeah, I think it'd be classic. But no, I'm thinking, you know, Big Bang Theory, how Sheldon and Will Wheaton are constantly at odds. But anyway, no, John DeLancey's going to be there. That's going to be cool. Also, a new one, a new favorite actor of ours is coming up, Malcolm Goodwin. Isaac and I have started watching the TV series iZombie, and Malcolm Goodwin is the police detective that gets the help from the psychic zombie.
Not the zombie, but in quotes, psychic.
But anyway, he's a police detective on there, and he's really cool. He does a good job as a character. And so he's also, we saw him in Wayward Pines, or I saw him on the preview of, or the premiere of Wayward Pines. I like his work, so he'll be there. Malcolm Goodwin's going to be there. Sophie Aldred Henderson, but she was previously known as Sophie Aldred, or Ace in Doctor Who.
Last person year, with the bat.
Yep, she's the bat that beats up the Daleks. Sophie Aldred was the companion to the seventh Doctor, which was Sylvester McCoy, who was at NerdCon, or IndiePopCon last year. So it's kind of cool. So
like Doctor-like companion.
Yeah, so she'll be there. Let's see, some others that I'm interested in. And then we're going to go through, after I go through my list, we're going to go through Isaac's, who he's wanting to see. Oh, Zach Galligan from Gremlins. And, you know, he was the one that raised Gizmo. He's going to be there making an appearance. As well as Sam Ellis from Cartoon Network and FX and Marvel and Boom Studios. He does Archer, does some work on Archer. He does some work on...
Adventure Time.
Adventure Time. And what was there, another one there? We just looked at that. Oh, I can't remember now.
Oh, Bravest Warriors.
Bravest Warrior. There we go, yeah. Anyway, he'll be there, and I'm kind of interested in meeting him, seeing what he's about. So let's go back through the list here. It's Isaac's turn to talk about who he's going to be looking forward to seeing.
Well, mainly the YouTubers, like, they've got Markiplier, who has somehow a more handsome voice than I do, and I'm not even gay. They've got Jacksepticeye, who's from Ireland, so that's quite an accomplishment.
Okay.
They've got Wade and Bob, who are Mark's friends. That's really all I know them from.
And what are Wade and Bob's names, or YouTube names, or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce.
Myskerms. Myskerms. Okay, and then Wade is Lord Minion 777.
Who needs a 777? Nobody needs that. Gerard, the completionist.
Oh.
He's from Normal Boots. And there was one other person. Oh, Andre the Black Nerd.
Okay.
You should see some of his stuff. He's really funny.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely. So, see, that's the thing I like about PopCon. Is they have the celebrities, they have the artists from different genres, you know, comic books, they've got the ones from TV and sci-fi series, but they also have the YouTubers, you know, this is, I mean, that's a growing popularity aspect in today's age, people that are online, broadcasting online, and IndiePopCon is about the only con I know of that have, you know, they have YouTubers and podcasters, you know, on a regular basis rather than, you know, so I don't know of any other cons that are doing that, and they're keeping up with pop culture and that aspect of it, so... That'll be IndiePopCon. That is the weekend of June 26th through the 28th at the Indiana Convention Center in Indianapolis. We're going to be there.
Be there!
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only use the edge.
Oh, they also have former WWE superstar, the Masterpiece, Chris Masters, for those of you who like wrestling. I don't really care for wrestling. We've been to a few cons that have had wrestlers there. Well, we went to one...
Horrorhound had Kane.
Had Kane. And they is he the one that was in The Strain?
Maybe.
I think so. But so they had a few of those. I guess wrestling is it's on sci-fi, so I guess they might as well. June 26th through the 28th, we'll be there. We'll be and we'll also be reporting from it when we go to the con. We may go for 2 days. We may go for just one. You're going to be really mad if we just go for one, aren't you?
We should go for three.
Can't do it. I wish I could on a Friday, but can't. So, anyway, so that's what that's
about. Oh, yeah,
all
that's right. We didn't go for 3 days last year either, did we? Yeah, I forgot it's on Friday.
Yeah, because we started at Friday night, and for us, we're a couple hours away from Indy. I got to work, all that good stuff.
He's old.
Hey, it pays for you to have a roof over your head.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-489-1397. 800-489-1397. 800-489-1397. That's 800-489-1397.
Let's talk about some movies. First of all, we want to say as a big strong thank you once again to the Eagle Theater in Robinson, or the Clintonia Eagle in Clinton, Illinois, because they represented the nerd kingdom. They showed Avengers Age of Ultron.
Marvel movies are what we're about.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. First of all, I mean, it's been a couple weeks. It's been out now. Normally we say no spoilers allowed, but no, there's no such thing as a you have to have seen it by now.
If it's Marvel, you should see it by now.
So, we'll talk about Age of Ultron. It's so funny, I want to start out with saying, so what was your favorite part? And I would, and normally I'd say, it was that part where they got in a fight with the robots.
That one part, you know, with Tony Stark.
Yeah. That one part where the Avengers were there. Okay, so the Avengers, a great comic book movie. They had everything you want. Again, now they did twist a few tales of the Marvel Universe to make it fit into this movie. Like, first of all, the obvious is Hank Pym is the one that created Ultron, not Tony Stark and Bruce Banner.
And the Wonder Gore twins. Dad, hey. Dad, help us from Ultron. Can't, kids. Copyrighted.
So, and well, and actually, if you look, go back into the Marvel comics, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, they have had interesting... There were times where they weren't mutants, and there were times where they were good, there were times where they were bad. So they've had kind of a twisted past in the Marvel Comics universe. Most recently, they have become mutants and stayed mutants. But with the thing Marvel's killing off the mutants, so to speak, that I think they're trying to turn
around. They've only killed Wolverine and Deadpool so far. They've got his little alternate comic cover where it looks like, you know, the one guy carrying Wolverine, but it's Death carrying Deadpool. Spoilers.
But yeah, so they had to twist a few of the tales to make it fit into the... But they did it right. They explained it. Like, there was the whole one thing that bugged me, and it, going into the previews, and like, oh man, that's just dumb, where they had a love interest between Black Widow and the Hulk. It's like, that's just corny. That's just, I don't know. And then when they did the movie, during the movie, they explained it. He calmed down. She helped calm him down. And because they teamed up like that on quite a few occasions, that was why they kind of had the interest between each other. But he went away. They furthered the storyline of the Infinity Gauntlet. After all, the Vision is wearing the Mind Stone. Yeah, they created the Vision and...
just kind of crushed Loki's scepter. That's what Ultron did.
Yeah, it's basically. And then took what was inside. Well, now, Paul...
Blart. Couldn't resist.
All right, now, Paul Bettany, who was the voice of Jarvis, became the Vision, because the intellect of Jarvis is what went into become the Vision, okay? Paul Bettany totally rocked that role. He became the Vision. I thought it was a perfect Vision, and just so nonchalant in picking up the Mjolnir.
And then nonchalantly, you can hear Joseph yell behind me, "Holy balls!" as everybody else was quiet.
But it was a nice, subtle little scene where he just kind of hands him the... hammer. You're going to need this. He did a great job as the Vision, and I think the Vision created, or the way they created the Vision actually works, and it'll be great to see him in upcoming movies. And I wonder if they're going to play on the Scarlet Witch Vision romance. A lot of people are speculating that it's going to be Coulson, and before, you know, that all unraveled. But they did a great job. I think they created him and made it a believable character that will fit perfectly in the Marvel movie universe. Some favorite points. One of my favorite parts of the movie is James Spader as Ultron. I mean, I'm a fan of the Blacklist. I've been a fan of his ever since Less Than Zero. Ever since I saw him in Less Than Zero. And the funny thing is, he was trying to demean Robert Downey Jr. in that movie. He made Robert Downey Jr. sell drugs to earn back money. So he was punishing him then. So I thought that was cool. Anyway, but I've been a fan of his for a long time. And in the Blacklist, he rocks the Blacklist. And the funny thing is, in the Blacklist, whenever he starts, you know, being a real smart aleck, and he starts telling people how it is, he always tilts his head a little bit, and he just kind of has that manner of talking. Well, Ultron did too. He would tilt his head, and he would just like, I'm glad you asked me that. Now I'm going to tell you my plan. So I really think he did
like
a great
every
job.
Every villain in the history of ever. Because before we kill them, before we... Let's just give them a thing that they might possibly escape. Let's tell them our plan, too.
Hey, that happens in every villain movie.
Yeah, exactly. Why?
And that's what they were making fun of, too, I thought. But, yeah, so James Spader as Ultron just was great. Unfortunately, you know, well, Ultron's made several reappearances in the Marvel comics, so maybe they'll bring him back somehow. My high point of that was Paul Bettany and James Spader. I mean, again, we have the Avengers. We're used to those guys, but these two new additions really, I thought, really made it stand out. Anything stand out for you in the movie?
Ultron in general, not just like James Spader playing him, but like all of his lines.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as Scarlet Witch reads his mind, and she finds out that he's gonna destroy the world, and then they bolt out of there. Like Quicksilver takes Scarlet Witch and bolts out of there, and you can just see Ultron. Guys,
yeah,
and then whenever Hulk gets in the helicopter that Ultron's piloting, what is the line?
For the love of God!
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Ultron is hilarious. He's a better villain.
I thought
than
he was
Loki.
Yeah, Loki was cool, but Ultron
he should stick
had,
to the Thor movies.
Yeah, yeah. Ultron had some quirkier moments, and I thought that was really cool because they showed that it wasn't just a robot. You know, it wasn't just a robot. It actually had more. So, but anyway, so yeah, they did a great job. We're going to go into more detail in the review on this whenever all us podcasters get together again, because everybody's dying to talk about it. We're also dying to talk about Daredevil, so we'll be talking in detail about it. Anything else you want to say about Age of Ultron?
I like what they did with Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Hawkeye was underestimated and everybody didn't care about him. He's the Aquaman of the Avengers, but he has, like, the secret house out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. It's like, how's that? We're battling an army of robots, and I've got a bow and arrow. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. They kind of gave him more of a personality. In the others, he's just been kind of a bit part type.
He was just kind of there in the Avengers 1 because, mm-hmm. you know, he's there to destroy the helicarrier, then he fights Black Widow,
mm-hmm.
and then he just kind of exists and helps.
Yeah. And so finally, they gave him a personality. So I think that's going to be cool. And I think, again, a little bit of a spoiler here, but with the Hulk taking off, I think we're going to be seeing a really cool Hulk movie come up. I'm hoping they go to somewhere within the realm of World War Hulk.
See, what I want them to do is I want them to bring back Quicksilver somehow.
Yeah.
Like, he died at the end, but you can't really have Scarlet Witch without Quicksilver, can you?
Right? They have to bring him back. All right, let's move on to one more movie here. Once again, thanks to Eagle Theater and Robinson. I want to say this. They're having their summer movie. Basically, it's the 2015 film series, movies that should be seen on the big screen. So for the month of June, it's, June 13th, 14th, and 16th, they're going to be showing... Jaws. Isn't that awesome? They're going to have Jaws on the big screen. So, Isaac, I think we may have to go see Jaws on the big screen, just to see it on the big screen. It's just a way cooler experience. So, anyway, they had to change it. They had, if you remember back when they first started the series, we talked about it, and they were going to have Jurassic Park, but with, was it Jurassic World? Is that the name of the new one? With it being released so soon, the studios pulled it, and so they had to replace it. And so I think they replaced it with a better one. Because I think Jaws is one of those ones that's hard. You can't see that on a large screen hardly anymore. So I think that's going to be a really good deal. Also, if you're interested, in July it'll be E.T. So Jaws and then E.T. and then we're gonna have a good time. Okay, so again, I want to thank them for hosting these great movies. Again, the Eagle Theater. It's just one of those. It's a small town theater, but it's got the whole big city feel, and yet they're still maintained. Again, like Bargain Tuesdays, all seats are like $5.50 plus. They have like a $10 special where you can get your ticket, a small drink, and a small popcorn, all for just $10. Free refills. That's what's great about this. Free refills on soda and popcorn at any time. You know, you go in there and just say, hey, I want a refill. And they got the machines where you can put flavor bursts. You can also put flavors on your popcorn. So, you know, other theaters, they don't have free refills. So
I don't like the flavor bursts. Like, I should rephrase that. I don't like the name that you gave it. I think Flavor Fusion sounds better.
Oh, that's better. So, and also, you've got free popcorn on Thursdays. If you go to see a movie on Thursday, you bring a container, any container, and your popcorn's free. Including, you can bring that metal popcorn container of the Avengers that you got
as a
souvenir. Senior Wednesdays, I don't want to talk about that because I'm not old enough yet. Anyway.
You almost are old.
Like I said, it maintains a small town theater, but the quality of the screens, the quality of the sound, just great. And this is one of the few theaters I can see 3D in and actually enjoy it. So there, again, thanks to those guys. So I'm going to talk about another movie that I saw real quick. But we're also going to talk about this on when we all get together, because Tim and Eric, I know Eric saw it, and Tim was wanting to see it, Tim Coker, but Mad Max Fury Road. All right, first of all, I think they should have called it Mad Maxine, because the guy Max was not there that much. It was Charlize Theron with her major role in the movie. I thought she was more badass than Mad Max, so just saying. Plus, she was missing an arm and had a mechanical hand. It was really cool. It was very basic. It's an action film, and that's all there is. I mean, it was nonstop action. You're tense on the whole thing throughout the whole movie. Basically, she's trying to escape with these women so that the women aren't slaves or property. And so the whole plot is basically, we'll drive out into the desert, try to find the promised land. Okay, the promised land's not there, so let's drive back. That's the movie. But there's a whole bunch of really cool car chases, and these cars are just so modified that it's just phenomenal. My favorite car in the whole thing is one that's got on the back, it's a vehicle, it's like a truck or something. On the back, it's got these two rows of drums, and these guys are pounding the drums. And then on the front, there's like a whole row of Marshall stack amplifier speakers with a mutant blind guy hanging from strings with an electric flame-throwing guitar. He's just jamming on the guitar while they're chasing. And it's just hilarious to watch it, but it's the coolest thing. So you have to see it just for that. And during all the chase scenes, during all the raiding scenes, that guy's just jamming away and shooting flames out of the guitar. And again, it's just phenomenal. The scenery, really cool. There's one point where they drive into what looks like it's a hurricane in the middle of a desert. It's like tornadoes and all these high winds and the clouds are just, it's just really cool to watch. And now, I will say this, I saw it in 3D, and the 3D was great. I was ducking. There were times when I was like, it's just in the movie. And there's one point where the guy threw a grenade right at the audience, and it came, and I actually flinched and closed my eyes because I thought it was going to hit me. I mean, that's how good the 3D was. And I've never had 3D hit me that well. So that was pretty cool about it.
I don't think 3D will hit you that well until it actually hits you.
Oh, then
it'll be 40.
Then it'll seriously be D.
Until it hits you like this.
I didn't feel nothing.
You're not fun.
Hold on, let me put the glasses on. See? It works. Anyway, shut up.
You're the one that wanted to continue with it.
So the 3D version was really cool to watch, and I think that's a great way to see that. And again, it's a pure action, hardly any dialogue, which, if you watch the first two Mad Max movies, there's hardly any dialogue in those either. You know, it's just a bunch of car chases. And in fact, it's more boring because the car chases are just these long strips of highway. In this, at least they've got desert, they've got these cliffs, they've got, again, a hurricane in the middle of the desert, and it's just really cool to watch. So it's a fun action movie.
Not called Fury Road for nothing.
That's right. There are some interesting characters in there that were there just to be interesting characters, but it was definitely fun. So basically it proved that men are not good for anything except being blood bags for the women that, well, in this case it was another man that needed the blood. But anyway, and the women are there to push things along. So anyway, so Mad Max Fury Road, definitely a fun movie. The only thing I'd complain about is it wasn't any artistic piece of film. But then again, some of the scenery it was. Take it, leave it. It's great. All right, so you got a movie you said you want to talk about?
I've got a movie that's upcoming that we're going to go see during the summer that I know, sadly, Eagles Theater won't be showing.
What's that?
Dragon Ball Z Resurrection of F. It is a movie, like, we saw last year, or was it 2 years ago, Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods?
Yeah, 2 years. Well, was it last year? I think it was last year.
Okay, well, we saw that, and
It's a limited release movie.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And basically every Dragon Ball Z fan is going to be there, because what it is the storyline is it resurrects an enemy, Frieza, from the very first season of Dragon Ball Z, which came out in 1990s? Or, I don't know, Zach
I have
was,
no idea.
Zach was young when he won, well, it, Zach was young whenever it came out. So, they resurrect them, and Beerus and Whis, the characters we met in last movie, you know, the cat guy and the blue guy.
Oh, yeah.
They are training the two main characters, Goku and Vegeta, to become more powerful. And meanwhile, two villains, I don't remember their names. Their names are puns on dairy food. Every character's name is a food pun, but that's not for this time. They get the Dragon Balls, they resurrect Frieza, and then Goku and Vegeta, and the rest of the Z fighters have to fight him, and they get some cool new forms with blue hair.
You know what? I'm just thinking about this. You're going to be Vegeta?
Yeah.
Or is it fajita?
Fajita.
Fajita? Steak fajita or chicken fajita?
His name is actually a pun on vegetable. Vegetable.
Oh, okay. All right, Vegeta. Anyway, you're going to be Vegeta for Indie PopCon.
Yeah.
You're going to be Vegeta for NerdCon.
Probably, yeah.
You should go as that same cosplay to the movie. People will want their pictures taken with you, and you'll be on everyone's Facebook page that goes to that movie. And they'll say, "We were there with Vegeta!" So, anyway, just something to think about.
I mean, my hair needs to be spiked up properly. I know. But yeah, all right.
All right, so anyway, continue. So, when is that coming out?
There's no real release date, but it is in the summer of 2015.
Okay.
So, sometime in the near future.
See, might be perfect timing for all those other cosplay times. All right, so you're going to make me go see that, huh?
Yeah.
You realize I really don't like Dragon Ball Z.
Too bad. You should. You should watch it.
Okay. All right, if I have to. Nerd Up Podcast.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
All right, now, speaking of Dragon Ball Z, there's a new game out that you're wanting to talk about again.
Oh, yeah, Dragon Ball Xenoverse. Xenoverse. I don't know how to pronounce that. That weird prefix that means alien.
Xenoverse. X-E-N-O?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like alien, like foreign. Anyway, so what it is it's basically every Dragon Ball fan's perfect game, because you get to make your own character. And then you help the main characters along, and, well, you kind of help the main characters along. What you're trying to do is correct history so it all goes the proper way, because some people are messing with time and are trying to make it so the villains win. And basically, it's kind of like Weeping Angels. They feed off the distortions of time, and that gives them the power. What you're trying to do is you're trying to make history go the right way, all while playing as your custom character, and you can be trained by your mentors, which are also main characters. You could get different costumes. Basically, a lot of stuff. Like, it's kind of like Pokemon in a way, because you train and you get equipment.
Is it kind of like that Marvel Heroes game?
Kind of. It's an RPG. It is an MMO RPG, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't really... In the Marvel, you just get what's, like, basically within the Marvel Universe. This is when you actually can create your costume and everything completely, right?
Well, not costume, but your character, yeah.
Well, you put on some funky pants on one of your characters.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, you can color the costumes. Okay. Like, you can't make them look perfect. But, yeah, it's reminiscent of an MMORPG, but... Like every Dragon Ball Z game, it's also a fighting game whenever you're fighting the other people. Yeah, you kind of go on quests, you try to get the drops and rewards and stuff.
Hmm.
And even after you beat the story, you can make up to 7 more characters, I think.
Cool. And you just train them up and play just like Pokemans.
Kind of.
So how long have you been playing this game now?
I have no idea. whenever it was released, like a week after that.
It took you a whole week to get it?
Yeah. Our computer doesn't run it too well, but it runs just enough for me to use.
Well, you'll have to save some money, buy a new one. Or get one of those Steam boxes.
Yeah.
So
Alienware.
Now, you got it for Steam, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the new game. Now let's talk about some TV shows. Okay, we're going to talk about a few things. We'll talk about Daredevil whenever we get together with Tim and Eric. But...
Let's go ahead and talk about iZombie.
Yeah, Isaac and I picked up a movie or a TV series that totally surprised me. Isaac, I saw it and I'd like, I don't know. But Isaac saw it and he said, let's watch that. Let's, you know, put that on the DVR and let's watch that. And so it's based on the Vertigo Comics iZombie. And the beginning of each scene after they come back from commercial break is a comic book panel.
Every transition is that actually?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really cool the way they do those things. And
28 milliseconds later.
Yeah. And they'll have, like, the little dialogue
They'll have zombie
box.
References. And they'll have, like, zombie references mixed with what's actually happening in the scene.
Yep. Yeah, and they really play well on the entire zombie genre with that aspect, with the little hints in the dialogue boxes.
And
even some of the characters' lines.
And the main, like, the morgue owner, what's his name, Roddy? Or something like that? He's, like, watching zombie movies to study the zombies.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, okay, here's the main storyline, is that a drug of some sort has created, not really a zombie outbreak, but a few people are affected and turned into zombie. One of them was a medical student, and she decides to work in the morgue because, hey, where else? And by the way, they're kind of like Return of the Living Dead zombies.
You crave
the brains.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so she works in a morgue, so she has free access to brains. Well, a side effect of being a zombie and eating the brains is you gain some of the personality and some of the memories of the person's brain you ate. So now she's a crime-solving zombie that's helping out this detective who thinks she's psychic. So he thinks that she just gets visions and he helps out with the detective work.
As the intro says, the sidekick, the ex, the crimes, but I'm a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the intro is.
Yeah, and so it's really, I don't know, it's an interesting concept, and it's very entertaining. They got some funny moments, like when he created a zombie rat, and he found out that the zombie virus didn't get transferred because he got bit by the rat. I mean, there's all sorts of little subtleties. But
it's like Supernatural.
Yeah, Supernatural, but with a zombie, and a little bit of
like Supernatural, but more on the fence of comedy than on the fence of serious.
Yeah, whereas Supernatural, they'll have complete episodes with no comedy at all. And then this...
Which is most of them, but then a few of them are really hilarious.
Yeah, and this one, there's something funny in each one of them. But the characters they got playing, basically... So she's trying to solve these murders and stuff. Turns out there's a rash of homeless kids that are being abducted, and... We'll find out that there's another zombie that he's abducting the kids and using he's turning people into zombies and charging them millions of dollars to get brains, because where else is a rich person going to get brains? So they're building a story that looks like it's just going to be really cool when they come to the conclusion of it, which I hope they never really do, but you know they will. But anyway.
Yeah, I thought this was a series that this looks like a series that will sadly be canceled after a few seasons.
I'm hoping not. Now,
didn't Helix do that?
Yeah, no. Alphas.
Oh.
Was one of them. Helix is, well, they just finished up the second season. I don't know what's going to happen after that. I'm trying to think. What are some?
Fargo.
Who?
Fargo.
Fargo's got renewed.
Yeah.
I don't know when they're coming up with a new one. Yeah, we've had a few of them that, yeah, it's like, sadly, it's like, oh, man, it's so good, but...
Firefly.
Not enough. Yeah, there you go. Firefly's a perfect example right there, where it's phenomenally wonderful, and people that are fans are really fans, but just there aren't the right numbers for the TV ratings. So, but yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's really comic booky, and it is also yet, you know, just a fun show about... And it's not really like the zombies like you'd see on Walking Dead.
No, they're humans, but they turn, I think she calls it full-on zombie.
Full-on zombie.
If they don't have brains for long enough.
And because there's one that was kept in a pit for a long period of time. But yeah, I don't know. It's a fun movie, fun TV series to watch. I highly recommend watching it just to have some fun. Don't take it seriously. Don't sit there and say, oh, they're just ruining the zombie genre. I'm sorry, but you can't ruin the zombie genre after Return of the Living Dead. That one was just a pure... I mean, zombie genre, there's no seriousness about it. You can do anything with it, and they're doing anything.
The only thing that I think I've actually seen that is serious with the zombie genre is The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Well, the Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead series, or those movies, those are relatively serious.
And then you got Shaun of the Dead.
Then you got Shaun of the Dead, which is great. See, that's what I mean. An iZombie, it falls more along the lines of Shaun of the Dead, or... I'm trying to think. What was the Return of the Living Dead? Well, Return of the Living Dead was more absurd comedy, but Shaun of the Dead was just situational comedy.
And then most zombie games themselves are comedic, like Left 4 Dead 2 and Dead Rising.
Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely. If you're a fan of zombies, don't go in this thinking Walking Dead. Go into this thinking more Return of the Living Dead or Shaun of the Dead.
Mixed with Supernatural,
and you'll have more fun. I mean, I've had a blast watching it, and Isaac convinced me, because at first I'm like, eh, but it turned out to be pretty good. Anything else you want to say about iZombie?
The main character's name is Liv Moore.
I
didn't realize that till that one guy pointed it out in the episode.
Olivia Moore, and so really, it's you don't really think about that until, you know, Liv, and they started calling her Liv, and then that guy pointed out Liv Moore, and we're both, oh yeah.
Steven Universe on Cartoon Network.
That's been out for a while.
It has, but it didn't... Like, I knew from the start... It's written by Rebecca Sugar, who also wrote Adventure Time.
Okay.
And I knew from the start, it's written by her. It's obviously going to be a show I should get invested in, because there's going to be a huge fandom. But I never did, and that's exactly what happened.
And so now there's a bunch of...
And now I binge-watched all of it, and holy crap, it's good.
Oh, why is that?
The writing is really, really good. Like, it's... If I'm going to summarize it in a boring way, like, you know, you'd summarize Doctor Who, some alien that looks like a human travels in a phone box and gets his friends killed. And then you got Sherlock, some superpowered detective has a grumpy sidekick and solves crimes. If I were to summarize it, three space rocks are now moms to a kid who is half space rock, half human.
Okay.
That's basically the entire show. It's about the race... if I'm going to go into the real depth, the Crystal Gems, who are protectors of Earth, are raising Steven because his mom was a Crystal Gem, but she gave up her physical form, which they're all, you know, they all have gems somewhere on their body, and she gave up her physical form so Steven could exist, and now they're trying to train him because he has his mom's powers, and his mom was, like, the strongest of the Crystal Gems. So they're trying to get him to control his powers, and later in the series we realize there are more gems from their homeworld that are also trying to destroy Earth.
So basically, this thing started in 2013.
Yeah.
And the season one just ended back in March.
Yep.
Wow.
And there's 50 episodes. I think you'd like it.
I've watched a couple episodes, but I never got that whole depth of storyline.
You don't really get, like... It is a show you can sit down and just watch, and you'll be like, yeah, I get it. But there are so many references that you'll only get if you actually follow the entire storyline.
Okay. Because I saw a couple, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of like some absurd comedy type stuff. You know, like you see on Adventure Time.
Yeah, and the same goes for Adventure Time, but there are too many episodes of that for me to binge watch.
You know what? I'll tell you what, the logo, Steven Universe, looks like something out of the 70s.
That's actually a funny thing, because his dad was basically trying to be a striving artist in the 70s.
Okay.
That's the entire point of his dad.
Oh, God.
It's hilarious.
Okay, well, all right. I might.
There are a lot of songs that his dad wrote, and his whole entire theme was space, and that's why he fell in love with Steven's mom, because she's a space rock. It's funny. And it took me a while to get into this, too. I binge-watched from episode one, and it's kind of boring near the beginning. Like, it doesn't get good until maybe episode 15.
All right. Well, I guess that pretty much ends this podcast. Again, nice little short and sweet one. Well, not so short and sweet.
Relatively short.
It's definitely sweet, though. We'll be meeting with Tim, and Eric. And talking more in detail about Avengers, because I want to hear what those guys have to say. And we'll talk about Daredevil. And we'll talk more about Indie PopCon and NerdCon. So that's it for the Nerd Up podcast. Let me give you some information. First of all, make sure if you're gonna shop on Amazon, click on the banner on our page. That way, you know, you let us know that you appreciate us by shopping. You shop at Amazon anyway. Might as well do it and let us get a little pay for our storage fees. And also,
Coker needs some help on his stuff, doesn't he?
He's got a new computer. He's gonna be coming up.
Good.
He's got a new computer, and I think he's got getting the new microphone.
So okay, I was about to say he needs a new microphone too, because
He's been doing it all on phone.
Okay, that explains a lot.
Yeah, so he's gonna be doing the computer version. So we still need to reimburse him for some of that. And also, again, go to the website, check out our Cafe Press, which we have lots of T-shirts and backpacks and stuff like that available that you can get with the Nerd Up logo. And that helps support the podcast. And it's beautiful artwork by Tim Coker.
But keep in mind, we didn't decide the price.
Yeah, it's Cafe Press. But it helps support the podcast. Also, iTunes. If you do any shopping on iTunes as well, click on the links there. And there's all sorts of ways to help support the podcast, mainly just by listening and rating us on iTunes. Put on those ratings, and then there's a comment section in the ratings. We'd love to read those on the next podcast, so feel free to do that. In the meantime, you can reach me at Gil Wilson on Twitter. Isaac, you want to give out your Twitter?
I don't even remember my Twitter. It's either at Evil Bacon or at Pikachu Lover 88.
I think it's at Evil Bacon.
Okay.
Pikachu Lover 88.
I mean, I use my Twitter. I just don't pay attention to it, really.
Good Lord. All right, then.
I'm more of a Facebook kind of guy, and YouTube.
All right, that's it for the Nerd Up podcast this time around. I'm Gil T. Wilson.
I'm Barack Obama. I'm Isaac Wilson.
And I approve this message. And so, in the meantime, stay nerdy. Nerd Up.
www.gilwilson.com. If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out
www.gilwilson.com.
GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.